Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 2, text number 11. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Ashochyan.
Ashochyan.
Anvasochas.
Anvasochas.
Swam. Pragyavadam.
Pragyavadam.
Cha.
Bhashase. Bhashase.
Gatasum.
Gatasum.
Agatasum.
Agatasum.
Cha.
Cha.
Nanu sochanti.
Nanu sochanti.
Pandita.
Pandita.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Ashochyan anvasochas
tvam. Ashochyan anvasochas tvam.
Pragyavadamshcha bhashase.
Pragyavadamshcha bhashase.
Gatasum agatasumscha.
Gatasum agatasumscha.
Nanu shochanti pandita.
Nanu shochanti pandita.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Shri Bhagavan Uvacha.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said.
Ashochyan.
Ashochyan.
That which is not worthy of lamentation.
That which is not worthy of lamentation.
Anvashocha.
Anvashochas.
You are lamenting. You are lamenting.
You are lamenting.
Tvam, you, pragyavadam,
learned talk,
cha, also, bhashase,
speaking,
gata,
lost,
asum, life,
agata,
not past,
asun,
life, cha,
also,
na,
never.
Anushochanti.
Anushochanti.
Lament.
Lament.
Pandita.
Pandita.
The learned.
The learned.
Translation. The Blessed Lord said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Asachyan. Anasuchastam pragyabhadamstha bhasasi gatasam avatasamsa nanusuchanti pandita. This is the bharsan of Krishna in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. First of all, it is said here, Vyasadeva, the author, not author, the compiler, who recorded the talks between Krishna and Arjuna, and then put it systematically in a book form. So, he says that Bhagavan was. Bhagavan means the Supreme Person. Just like in this meeting, amongst my students, I am the Supreme Person. Similarly, in the state, there is a Supreme Person, the President or the Prime Minister. So everywhere, he'll find out one Supreme Person. Without a Supreme Person, nothing can be managed. Order-giving person. This is everlastingly existing, and you cannot avoid this. Even in communist country, they also have the Supreme Person dictator. So, taking the whole universal affair, the nature, how things are going on, the sun is rising early in the morning, it is setting exactly in due time, then the moon is coming. Everyone in the big planetary system, they are working very systematically. The astronomical calculation is so perfect that they say 1/10,000 part of a second is also calculated. It is so accurately things are moving. In the Brahma Sanghita it is said, yacchakshuresha sabita sagala grahana. The sun is the eye of all the planets. We have got eyes, but unless there is sunrise, what is the value of our eyes? We cannot see. We are very much proud of our eyes. We want to see everything, but we do not calculate the value of our eyes. Unless there is sun sign, we cannot see. At night, unless there is electricity or moonlight or some lamp, we cannot see. And still, we are very much proud of seeing. This is called illusion. We have no power. We are put under certain condition, then we work. Otherwise, we cannot work. Prakriti kriyamana. Prakriti, material nature, puts us under certain condition and we work accordingly, not independently. And the prakriti, material nature, also working under somebody. Just like when you go on the street, you see red light and green light. As soon as you see green red light, you stop your car. So this red light and green light is being manipulated by the police, and the police is working under government. Similarly, this whole material nature is acting like red light or green light, but behind that red light and green light, there is the Supreme Brain. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, as a layman or as a child cannot understand how the red light and blue light, green light is working, he sees similarly. He thinks automatically it is being done. That is foolishness. It is not being automatically done. There is machine, there is a manipulator behind this red light. And this is intelligence. Anyone who is concluding that on the street the red light and green light is working automatically, there is no brain behind it, he is a rascal. Similarly, the whole material cosmic manifestation is working. Even the big sun planet, it is also working under certain direction. Jaschakshuresha sabita sakala grahana. Without sunrise, nobody can see. Not only in this planet, in other planets also. Sakala grahana. So, this sun planet is so important. Day and night, year and millions of years, everything is being calculated on the solar system. So, this powerful planet is described as the eyes of everyone. Without sun sign, nobody can see. Jachakshuresha sabita sagala grahana. Raja, it is to be considered as the king of all planets. Raja. Sagala grahana. All the planets, they are moving, rotating on the heat of the sun. heat and light, and they are working on the light of the sun. Sun is so important. Everything is described in the Vedic literature. So that sun also working under somebody's direction. Jasyagnya bhramati samvritakala chakra. The sun is rotating in the orbit at the speed of 16,000 miles per second and by the order of somebody, that is Govinda. Jasyagnya bhramati samvritakala chakra Govinda madhi purisam tamang vajan. This is knowledge. This is knowledge. So the Supreme Person is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means six kinds of opulences. The richest, the most powerful, the wisest, the most beautiful, the most influential, and the most renowned at the same time. Just like this whole cosmic manifestation is created by the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but you will not find Him here. It is interesting. Many millions of universes are working by His will, but He is not interested. The example is just like a big capitalist, he has got many factories. And if you go to the factory, there's a Tata factory, iron factory, you'll find huge factories going on. But Mr. Tata is not there. Things are going on. Similarly, all cosmic manifestation going on, it is under the will of Krishna. But He is not present here. that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Vasthani sarvabhutani. Everything is resting on Me. Any factory, every worker knows that the whole factory function resting on that Supreme Person. He knows that. The actual fact is that Vasthani sarvabhutani. Sarva-bhūtāni. Nāhaṁ-teṣu-avasthita. But I am not there. Similarly, Bhagavan means that He, under His will, under His power, everything is working so nicely, systematically. But if you want to see God, Krishna, you cannot see. He is not there. He is in Goloka Vrindavan. But His influence is so extensive that even without His personal presence, things are going on so nicely. This is called Bhagavan. Bhagavan means this. So, here in this Bhagavad Gita, that Bhagavan is giving you knowledge. So how much perfect it is, you have to consider. Vyasadeva could have said, see, Vyasadeva was, no, Bhagavan was. It is so authoritative. So whatever He says, there cannot be any change. It is all perfect. Unfortunately, we rascals, we do not take Bhagavad Gita as it is. We want to change it according to our whims. This rascal has ruined the whole world. Otherwise, if they would have preached Bhagavad Gita as it is, the world situation would have been different. Everything would have been in order, tranquility, peace, and everybody would have been prosperous. But the rascal will not do that. That is the defect. Therefore, our teeny effort is how to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is our mission. And then if we take, if now, in this distorted condition of the world, if we accept Bhagavad Gita as it is, then it still will be benefited. There is no doubt about it. Therefore, our appeal is that throughout the whole world, people should come, try to understand Bhagavad Gita and set up examples and do the needful, then everything will be peaceful. This is the peace formula. Bhoktaram jagadavasam sarvalokam ahissaram suhidam sarvabhutanam. Suhidam sarvabhutanam. Suhid means well-wisher. Here is the supreme well-wisher. He wants, Krishna wants, that wherever you live peacefully and happily. Therefore he is called Suhid. He is desiring everyone's happiness. Therefore he comes himself to advise, to instruct how to live, how to follow his instruction. And he leaves this behind him, such books as Bhagavad Gita, and he sends his representative occasionally to revive our consciousness. This business is going on. Not only in the human society, even in the animal society, anywhere, even in demigod society, things are going on like that. Therefore you should know, whatever Bhagavan says, there cannot be any mistake, any illusion, any cheating, or any imperfectness. Then it will be very nice. And that is the fact. The word used, Bhagavan Uvacha, means this instruction is neither mistaken, nor illusion, nor cheating, nor imperfect. Whatever we teach, we speak, we condition soul, as I said, that we are very much proud of our eyes, but we cannot see without sunrise. We cannot see without electricity. But that is our defect. We are possessing everything defective, still we are proud. We are perfect. That is cheating. We are not perfect. But Krishna, Bhagavan, is not like that. If you think Krishna is also like us, abhijananti mangamurha manasim, because he teaches exactly like a human being, he appears. Therefore you think, he may be a little more intelligent than me, after all, he is like me. No, he is Bhagavan. We have to understand. So, the problem was that Arjuna was not willing to fight, considering his family members as not to be killed. Nobody, of course, would like to kill his family member, so that was natural. But this family relationship, or national relationship, community relationship, this is due to this body. I accept somebody as my brother because he has got the body from the same father from whom I have got this body. But the body is byproduct of the father's body. So this bodily relationship is material. Material means outward, external. It is not real relationship. The father is a soul, I am a soul, my brother is a soul. So we are related on the spiritual platform in relationship with God, because soul is not matter. Our material father is, material father means we see the material body. We do not see the soul of the father. Neither the father sees the soul of the son. Everyone under illusion, we are simply seeing the body and accepting as kinsman. So this illusion was to be removed by Krishna. And therefore he said, asachānanasūcastaṁ. You are lamenting over the body. It is very relatable. You are lamenting over asachānanasūcastaṁ. What is this body? It is simply lump of matter. As soon as the soul is out of this body, what is the value of this lump of matter? It will be thrown in the street and somebody will kick on the face. Nobody will care. Nobody will care. But so long the soul is there, it will touch the hair even. Why you are touching my hair? But when the soul is not there, on the same piece, if somebody kicks, nobody will care. This is the position of the body. Therefore it is asochyan. It is garbage. Why you are lamenting on this garbage? Asochyan, anusuchastan. You are talking, very learned man, that if I kill my brothers, my brother's wives will be widow and there will be prostitution and then the whole family will go to ruin. These are all external conditions. This is real education. You are thinking on terms of the body. Therefore, it is not very important subject matter. Real subject matter, what will happen to the soul? That is real important. But the whole world, they do not know what is the important matter. All rascals, they are concerned with this body. That is not wonderful, that is natural. Even if we know, still if there is some bodily pain, we become very much disturbed. But we should know, always remember that I am not this body. The same example that I have got a very nice car, Rolls-Royce car, I have got attachment. That is all right. But we should know always that I am not this Rolls-Royce car, I am different from it. This is knowledge. I may have some attachment for my car. That is natural. I paid for it. I liked it. But in spite of all these considerations, I am not the Rolls-Royce car. The Rolls-Royce car is a lump of matter. I am using it. Similarly, we should always remember that I am using this material body for my transaction, different transaction. But I am not this material body. But a devotee, he uses this material body, utilizes it properly. Just like we are also going by aeroplane, by motor car, but we have no concern with it. I have come to your country by aeroplane not to see your country. I have come for Krishna's business, to see if I can induce you to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we have no concern with this aeroplane or motor car or anything. We take advantage. Similarly, when we take advantage of this body for advancing in Krishna consciousness, then it is very nice. Nirbandhi, Krishna Sambandhi, that is also renouncement. He has no attachment. He simply uses things. Then that thing becomes spiritual. Actually, it is spiritual. And when it is not used for spiritual purposes or Krishna's purposes, it is material. The same thing. What is the difference between material and spiritual? That is, picture is there. There are so many pictures. People may say that here is the same picture why these people are worshipping and offering arati and chanting. But this picture is spiritual because it enhances or enthuses his spiritual consciousness. That would be spiritual. Of course, it is not very easy to understand immediately, but the ultimate issue, everything is created by Krishna or God. So by seeing everything, if you remember Krishna, then that is spiritual. If that is spiritual. So anyway, for ordinary man, this does not happen. Therefore Krishna says that you are lamenting for the body. It is very astonishing. And you are talking like a very learned man. Everyone will find talking very learned man. Yeah, he knows something, but ask him what you are. I am Indian, I am American, I am Mr. such and such, I am father of such and such. This is body. However great he may be, he is identified with the body. And according to Shastra, so long we shall identify with this body, we are no better than the cats and dogs, because they also identify with the body. Therefore Krishna says, asa chāna nisūtastaṁ pragyāvādāṁ śrāvāśo. See, why? I am wrong? Yes. Because gatāsum agatāsum viṣṭhā. The body, whether with the soul or without the soul, it is material. So long if the soul is there, we should not be very much interested with the bodily comforts. You should be interested how to make progress in spiritual consciousness. General people, they are simply engaged to get bodily comforts. The whole world is going on. The material civilization means bodily comfort. They are increasing their activities. They take it as civilization. That to increase the bodily comfort supply. That is their idea. But they do not know that even if we are able to increase to the largest extent our bodily comfort, the body will not exist. It will die. But we do not see to that. That never mind, we shall die. So long we live, jāvat jīvet sukhaṁ jīvet. So long we live, let us live very happily. So it is a great science. They do not know that you may think that you are living very happily, but you have to change this body, and that body may not be very happy. That they do not know. This is ignorance. Moha. Mohitam navijanati. Being bewildered by the three modes of material nature, they do not know what is the actual fact. Therefore, you have to learn from the perfect person, Krishna, what is this position. Here it is said that asacchānana sūcastaṁ prajñāvādāṁ savāsase gatāsum agatāsum sunāmasa. This is not the subject matter of eulogizing or lamenting. The subject matter should be different, that is soul. Then we'll explain next one. Thank you very much.